This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Time is exactly 12 minutes before the top of the hour, and I was playing you, Owen Heston. It's How Will I Know? And right now, but we have Eni Rajkumar on the line.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, and thank you for having us on your show, your radio show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you today, as it is a special day. I mean, it's World Mental Health Day.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, definitely.
So please introduce yourself and tell us more about your organization.
Okay. So I'm Anne Rajkumar from the SADC KZN branch. And basically, SADC has been existing for about 30 years. SADC stands for the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. And it's basically the leading advocacy in the country for people with any mental health issues or related psychosocial issues pertaining to mental health, such as substance abuse, addiction, or even gender-based violence. We also offer free telephonic counseling and support and referrals throughout the country. We host and conduct the only suicide crisis helpline, which is open 24 hours. Every day of the year. We also have over 180 support groups to offer support and assistance to family members, to mental health users, as well as to anyone who is interested in learning more about mental health or need the support that they deserve. We also provide psychoeducation and training on mental health, whether it's to the corporate sector, to the academia, or even to communities. And we also conduct a lot of evidence-based research. And in saying that today is the commemoration of World Mental Health Awareness Day, the theme is mental health in the workplace. And that goes for, you know, any sector. And if anyone's interested, they can go to our website to review the latest infographic on that.
So to someone who might not know what mental health is, how can you explain that in like a few sentences? What is mental health?
Okay. So mental health is basically a state of well-being. It's where you can cope with everyday stresses. You can deal effectively with conflict. You can bounce back from adversity. And you can appreciate your relationships. You're warm, you're caring. You have a level of concentration that's fairly good. And it means you are in a state of thriving. But when we talk mental health, we also got to emphasize that mental health can fluctuate and it is on a spectrum. So you can move from healthy to crisis mode. And, you know, we also have different mental illnesses, and it doesn't mean there's one fit for all. So when we talk mental health, we're talking about how you think, how you feel, how you relate to others, as well as some behavioral adjustments that you go through. So when you're basically healthy, you have normal mood fluctuations, you're physically well, you're in control mentally, you have very few sleeping difficulties. But when you're in crisis mode, you notice that you tend to get more irritable, there's more excessive anxiety. Sometimes you could have experiencing panic attacks, you can't perform your duties. There's that procrastination, or you know, we call it malingering behavior, and then you can't fall off to sleep, or you suffer with insomnia, or in some cases, some people have hypersomnia, where for 3-4 days they just want to sleep, you know, cover themselves with the blanket, draw the curtains, and be detached from the rest of the world. So it has varying elements, and it can be debilitating as it progresses from mild, moderate to severe.
You touched a very important point when you said procrastinating, because I know many students are doing that right now, hey, as we are in exam season.
Exams are a very stressful time.
Yes. So, what are What are the most challenges faced by people with mental health?
Well, I think the biggest challenges are that they don't recognize when they need to get help.
Mm.
Also, the stigma that's surrounding mental health. People discriminate against themselves as well as against others.
True.
We tend to label people and we use terminology in an offensive way. Like, for example, you might say that's a depressed person. But from a human rights point of view, that's not how we should say it. We should rather say that is a person living with depression. And each person's depression, for example, if I use depression, is different from one person to the other. So you can't box people in. And very often with any psychiatric conditions, there's also comorbid conditions, meaning they exist with other conditions. Whether it is a physical disability, like for example, if someone is HIV positive, they could also be living with depression, or they have depressed symptoms, you know, episodically, meaning from time to time, they could go through severe depression, severe anxiety. And it's not just with HIV. Even if they had chronic diabetes, or they're having any injury or any loss or any trauma, that can lead to mental illnesses as well. And in some cases, substance abuse or addiction can trigger your mental illness.
Yes. So one can ask that, yes, I've seen myself, and now understanding as you are speaking, Kuti, I have the tendencies of doing this thing. When should someone consider reaching out to a mental health professional?
I think when they see that there's changes in their behavior. And it has to be significant changes. It's not like a case of, oh, I'm feeling down today, then I should go reach out to a psychologist. That's not the case. It has to be something that's affecting your functionality, and the frequency of it happening is occurring more and more and more. There's various screening questionnaires on our website. Remember, these are not diagnostic tools, but they are screening questionnaires to show whether you're at risk for depression or anxiety or maybe ADHD. Or maybe even something like bipolar mood disorder. And remember, there's not one particular type of bipolar mood disorder. There's four different types. And you cannot be diagnosed without the assistance of a medical practitioner. So we suggest, if you feel you're at risk and you're not coping, rather start with the screening questionnaire, see if you're at risk, reach out to a counselor or to SADAG or to someone that you trust, and, you know, share with them what your feelings are. But just be wary of going on Google and just diagnosing yourself, because remember, mental illnesses, they have different stages and they need to be treated with different interventions.
What do you think is the most common misconception about mental health today?
That it's not as important as physical health. And unfortunately, that is such a big misconception, because your brain actually is the center for all the other somatic activities. When we say somatic activities, we mean bodily function. But yes, we pay more attention if you get an injury on your hand rather than if you are depressed. And I think another big misconception is that if I don't get diagnosed, that the problem will go away. It doesn't.
Thank you so much. Before I let you go, what message do you hope to convey to our listeners about mental health today?
I think the main message I want to get across is, please prioritize your mental health. It's important for you, for your family, for your friends, for your loved one. Be kind to yourself and be grateful for what you have.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Can you please also tell us the number where we can contact the organization if one has a problem or just want to have a conversation?
Most definitely. Well, we do have a couple of numbers, but I think the main numbers that will be pertinent to your listeners would be the Higher Health helpline, which is available for all tertiary students, and that is 0800-363636. Or alternatively, they can try our normal crisis helpline, which is 0800-567-567.
Thank you so much, Anne. It was nice speaking to you.
Lovely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.